He's been proving doubters wrong his whole life.
Either choose you want to play sports or do you want to be a Cowboy?
We were amazed at his talent.
Chris Harris Jr. is the first and only one to make it to the NFL from Bixby, Oklahoma.
NFL or NBA, man, anything. Anyway, anything to get out of here, really.
He would get up, get his sister up, and they would go to the bus stop, go to school.
He's always been competitive since he was little.
He's just like he is right now.
Despite just one Division I scholarship offer, despite being undrafted, despite tearing his ACL.
Out here catching balls. Every day out here on this field.
He's a great kid. I'm so proud of him.
Harris is coming off an all-pro season, has a brand new contract, and is now a father.
Yeah, I was probably number 90. I was definitely the last person on the team.
This is his underdog story.
Local spot we always used to go to is a place called Scott's. And, oh, man, they got the best hamburgers, best food ever. So we'd all, before the games, man, we'd all hit Scott's first and then come back and play the game.
Scott's Hamburgers in Bixby, Oklahoma. Here, it's easy to see how Chris Harris Jr. has left his mark on his hometown.
You might see a couple OU, old states, but, I mean, NFL-wise, they're all Bronco fans.
Hanging on the wall is much more than an autograph. Considering his career, it's a sign of recognition. And Harris is hungry for more.
What was it like your first time stepping onto the field there?
I remember first one-on-ones, man. I forgot who the quarterback was, but he threw a post on me. I was able to break it up, and that was the first real action in the NFL. I was like, oh, man, I can definitely play in the NFL.
You belong here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, once I was able to make those plays and finally step in the first preseason game and make some plays, that's why I started building confidence.
But excellent coverage there. That was Chris Harris, backup safety, down quickly for the Broncos.
In 2011, Harris extended a streak for the Broncos that is now currently at 11 consecutive years with a college free agent making the 53-man roster. And as a rookie, he proved his worth, finishing fourth on the team with 62 tackles and had an interception.
Palmer sets, throws, pass too high, deflected, intercepted, Chris Harris.
The next 2 years, Harris cemented his place in the league and started building a reputation with game-changing plays.
Flacco under center, quick throw, pass is going to be intercepted. This is Chris Harris down the Broncos sideline.
But at the end of the 2013 season, with the Broncos just starting their Super Bowl run, Harris suffered a blow that he had never faced before. In a divisional round matchup against the Chargers, Harris helped the number one seeded Broncos get out to a 14-0 halftime lead.
And he will be sacked for the third time in this game.
But partway through the third quarter, Harris left the game with what ended up being a partially torn ACL.
I mean, especially just not being able to play in the Super Bowl. I mean, that definitely hurt. And really just having to come back in 7 months, man, having to really work my tail off, not having any breaks or at all, just to be able to make it. And I mean, I put the team first. I put everything first ahead of anything fun to really just focus on coming back better for the team.
That whole last offseason, you were in there almost every single day rehabbing, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm in there every day rehabbing, sometimes 3 workouts a day with Greek and Luke, and they're just punishing me, man, just taking turns on me. But, I mean, I thank a lot to them because they definitely kept me motivated to come back.
Play with your hearts, play with all intensity. Let's be smart, do what we're supposed to do out here and handle our business. Let's go. Round on three, 1, 2, 3.
Ryan.
Exactly 238 days later, Harris returned.
Sunday night football, got a show out tonight, first game back. Feel great.
Takes a snap, 4-man rush. Luck looks right, throws left. Pass deflected away, intended for T.Y. Hilton. And welcome back, Chris Harris Jr.
He had done it again, beat the odds. 2014 was arguably the biggest year in his life. After a game against the Chargers last October, Harris's world turned upside down.
I got a baby coming right now.
This time, for the birth of his first child, Arya. He went straight from the locker room to the delivery room.
I mean, what is that like now being a dad?
Oh, it's great, man. She's having fun now. Now she's finally, she can say my name now. So her just growing up every day and just the way it just motivates you. Just having a kid motivates you to always make sure you can always have that food on the table for them. And it just makes me want to be better every day.
What kind of dad is he like at home?
He is such a playful dad, and he loves playing with little Arya. And, you know, and he's such a good dad. I mean, he'll change her diapers. He'll give her baths. Some guys, you know, are like, I never change a diaper, or I never do that. And Chris is not that guy. He's right there making her bottles, doing whatever she needs, making her laugh, playing peekaboo with her. She loves that. So he's definitely a fun, and he's a great dad.
And what is it like now for you as grandma?
Awesome. that little girl, she's so much fun. She's always so happy, and she's smiling. And I work at the post office in Jinx, and on Fridays when I get off and they're in Texas, I'm headed right down there to see her, and I spend much time with her as I can.
Less than 2 months later, with his family on hand, Harris signed a 5-year contract extension with the Broncos. John Elway said Harris, quote, represents what the Denver Broncos are about.
Let's go, baby!
In the shotgun, takes a snap, throws one. Ball will be intercepted, Chris Harris Jr.
You throw that ball my way, I gotta go get it. You throw it my way, I gotta go get it.
In 2014, Harris, the underdog, who only had one Division I scholarship offer, was a college free agent, had a torn ACL, didn't give up a single touchdown.
Incomplete, middle of the end zone, Chris Harris Jr. with the coverage.
He was named second team All-Pro and also became the first undrafted cornerback to be named to the Pro Bowl with his original team since 1981.
Oh, man, I feel great, man. Just to finally get some awards for my play on the field. And I mean, I'm still hungry. I still got a lot of awards to get and a lot of things to accomplish this upcoming season. So it's just beginning.
I was going to ask you, how long can you still continue this underdog mentality now that you're regarded as one of the best in the league, you know, and you're getting Pro Bowl honors? Can you still have that chip on your shoulder?
Oh, yeah, I'm still underdog. I mean, I didn't even make the NFL top 100. And not making that, I mean, right there. I mean, it's a lot of awards that people don't even talk about me. So I always going to feel underdog until I'm discussed in every conversation on the top corner.